Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, the crops are certainly turning. There's some silage cutting going on with the corn crop, and the beans are really turning fast. I talked to a couple of producers that feel that maybe in a week or maybe 8 days they will be combining some beans, so we'll be into harvest before we know it. For FSA, our harvest is going to be getting ready for all the payments to put out this fall. And so one of the key things that you have to do to help us is to ensure that your records are up to date at your FSA office. This includes any changes you've made in your farming operation, from maybe like going from an individual to a trust or LLC or corporation, or vice versa. It can go either way. If you've done that, the final date that we can do a succession in interest to your CRP and to your ARC-PLC contracts is September 30th. So if you've made any of these changes in how you run your operation, please, please get a hold of your FSA office here timely in September. This also goes for bank accounts that might have been changed. Maybe there's been a bank name change, or maybe your address has changed. So any of these things can cause a problem and delay you getting notification of your payments, etc. So again, very important that you keep your FSA office posted of these changes. Like I said, October is a busy month for payments for FSA. That's when all the ARC and CRP payments will be made. So if you have any of these updates that I talked about or any corrections to your address or bank accounts, please call your local FSA office and get those records updated. Today I would also like to announce that the Audubon FSA office is accepting applications for a permanent full-time program position. The successful applicant will join a team who is focused on customer service and working in a team environment. This position is 40 hours a week with full benefits such as life and health insurance and 401k. Interested persons will need to apply online at www.usajobs.gov. That's usajobs.gov. This is the only way that you can make application for this program technician position anymore. It has to be done online. You can call our office and we can give you the details of how to get online and a little more details about the program and what's involved, but the actual application will need to be completed online. The application number when you get online will be IA-2017-0040. Again, that's IA-2017-0040. For any additional information, please contact our office at 712-563-4261, extension 2, and we will try to fill in the blanks for you and make sure you're getting down the right path to get your application submitted. The closing date for this application is September 19th, so all offers will have to be submitted online by 10 o'clock that night of September 19th. Well, as I said, the harvest will soon be upon us, and it might make for some of you to begin to think about sealing grain for this fall. With prices a little lower again this year, sealing the grain lets you keep the control of that grain and maybe buy it back later in the year at a higher price for sale. So the sealing program will be going on as soon as you get your crop harvested. You can't seal anything until you do, but as soon as you get that crop in a bin and want to do some sealing of it, contact your FSA office. And one final reminder for those producers that could be starting to harvest, you may have some filter strips, contour buffer strips, waterways that you want to glean the crop residue in the field, but you've got these CRP practices out there. Remember, the incidental grazing is available. It allows you to have your livestock out there for a 60-day period, but there is a 25% payment reduction for those CRP acres. So it does give you an opportunity to glean those acres, but it does cost you that 25% payment reduction for the acres involved in the CRP. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA report from the Farm Service Agency. Remember, our telephone number, 712-563-4261, extension 2. And in Audubon, we're located one block east of the National Guard Armory on the south end of town. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.